It is another episode of the Chesa Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop of the week.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chesa Pod.
Today we do things differently. Joy is still on leave, and I am your host, Thabo Tshabalala, multimedia journalist here at Times Live. I'm joined by my colleagues,
Sine Superschreiber
and
Khumutso Mokganedi.
First up, we start with Umoya Wami. Hey, Umoya Wami.
Hey, so,
Mom Ribs, as she's known, Rebecca Malope, is grateful that she did not sustain any, she sustained minor injuries after falling on stage at the funeral of Umam Zanele Mbokazi and Kambule at the Durban ICC before her mic was switched off by a certain Linda. Well, speaking to Chesa this week, speaking to actually Khumutso, the gospel legend said, "Yeah, she could not wear sneakers to the funeral. Obviously, we know Mam Ribs Sana, her red bottoms. She's always in heels.
Yeah.
But this time around, the heels kind of failed her. Let's listen to what she had to say to Khumutso.
School and I'm not told I was so strong like before. So then I come and go to him. When they give me the heat, but not even have any people come at the funeral. I put in a flat shoe and try it on a rat. I'm talking a high heel shoe. Like the one come to worry, it's good to Mama Radiman and I'm going to give my mom. Mama said, Mama Unjani, Toro, Mama Unjani, Mama Unjani. Mama, please, only Malala, oh God. And he writes, my daughter, I'm sharing, writing a pool. And he Malala just did. We have one of our little, we can share it in the lawn. You know, we flew in, but it's not there.
Hey, Mtanami, Mtanami. She's saying, Yamuza, Uti Mtanami, Mtanami. How you write. Did you guys see the video, Sine?
I didn't see the video. Yeah. I don't know her over there to be quite a colorful performer.
Yeah. But she comes from disco.
Yeah.
No, she does. Mom Ribs used to like wear those high heels, those high boots.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know about her history.
Pipso to Masangen.
Yeah,
really?
She was the Pipso to of the 80s.
I didn't know. But as a lady, I must say, sometimes when you don't have your balance correct, heels can give you accidents. So I get it. But it's a bit of a too many dynamics. She's a colorful entertainer
yeah.
And we know her performances. She's always on floor
when she performs. Usually she's on the floor though.
Yeah. So
she always crawls.
Not this time around. Well, I think it got worse when her mic was switched off, just on another matter. I mean, was her mic switched off? Do you guys think the mic was switched off or was it running out of time?
No, it was switched off.
But
it's cat.
No, but it's a serious thing. She was going.
A higher note. But
literally,
be mute.
But I think also, guys, we need to respect time as much as Imam Ribs. But we are on a schedule and we booked at the ICC. Just on another note, this was something that also occurred. And I think Uba Blindelani also felt sorry for her because she just fell. Even her head went MIA. You know what I mean?
It was good to see her though.
Oh man, that's Imam Ribs. 38 albums. How many albums now? 40.
Almost 40.
But anyway, moving right along, we can't seem to not report about this lady. I am talking about Chidima Adichina, who is now participating in Miss Universe Nigeria, and she's actually leading the competition. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but she's competing in this competition after a controversial attempt at Miss South Africa. We all know that now her citizenship is coming into question. Home Affairs is involved. I think also the Hawks in it. If I'm wrong, I think the Hawks are also involved.
Yeah.
You know, and She enters this competition after withdrawing. So it's understood that just by paying 3 rand, Adichina has gained like over 12,000 votes.
Yeah.
That just shows.
She's actually number one at this point. Oh. As we're speaking, she's number one.
Yeah.
And that speaks volumes because she joined the competition quite late.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now she's leading.
And now she's leading it.
That means she's winning the hearts of Nigerians.
Do you think she kind of succeeded in Miss SA? Do you think she's taking this... She's taking this and she's owning it.
I would have loved to see her in the Miss SA finale.
No.
To see whether or not she was going to win.
It would have caused an uproar. The reason why we are in this position is because of Sauta, X users. Mm. That's why we're here. X users are the reason why this girl had to pull out.
Yeah, maybe X uses other reason for that. But what I'm saying is that we can see that she's leading that competition in Nigeria. I'm wondering how she would have how the competition would have played out in South Africa.
I think there would have been a protest outside in South Africa there by SunBet Arena.
Yeah.
It would have been a mess.
I really think
there would have been a protest outside SunBet Arena.
Despite that, yeah. But we would have loved to see her how she actually performed. If she would have actually taken that crown, despite other people's
feelings. South Africa would have been dented because South Africans were really angry. And the reason, as I say again, why she pulled out of the competition was public outcry.
Yeah, but remember all those weeks before Home Affairs sort of roped in and say that there was alleged identity theft. Everything was sort of still in a debate, a national debate of some sort, with people having different views to it. People who come from minority groups were for her, whilst those who felt like the majority was not represented by her sort of wanting to become South Africa's ambassador. But the debate was that Natasha Joubert, in terms of identity, sort of represents a minority.
Yeah,
so why not Adichina taking that?
Well, I reserve my comment. Anyway, Khomotso, the winner of this competition receives 100 million naira. Now, in rand.
10 million naira.
10 million, sorry. 10 million. I take that back. Ooh. It's 10 million naira. Now, I was telling Demi, our producer, I'm like, 10 million naira? I thought it's like a lot of money.
Imagine
it's only 115K.
You just find out.
Oh my. Oh my goodness. 115K. That's even, I mean, come on.
But if she leaves in Nigeria, it's worth something.
So is this all she gets?
Does
she get a house in Abuja?
Already, yes, but maybe my Nigerians are feeling some type of way.
And this is what I wanted to ask. Do you think it's unfair the way she came into this competition? There are girls who went through phases. Because we all know a beauty pageant has phases. Just like in South Africa, there's a top 30, there's a top this, there's a top that, until it actually boils down to the actual top 10 or top 14. Do you think this girl was just given a leeway? She didn't actually go through the right channels?
I think sympathy. Sympathy would I lean with go.
So now there's sympathy.
I think it was a business idea.
Do you think it was to gain
traction
for Miss Universe Nigeria?
Definitely.
And is there a Miss Nigeria or is it this the actual Miss Nigeria?
No, there is a Miss Nigeria and then there is a Miss Universe Nigeria.
Yeah.
The person who is going to win that is going to represent Nigeria
in
Miss Universe.
My goodness.
So Mia might meet.
That would be a success story of the decade. Of actually the century.
Yeah.
Imagine if she actually goes on and wins Miss Universe.
Yeah, amazing.
But in the world state, South Africa, we will be left with an egg on our faces.
That's what I was saying. Also, we're going to look like the fools now.
But South Africa did not say she must withdraw. It was a personal decision, so I don't believe that South Africa's going to have the pressure.
But anyway, I don't care. I only know of one Miss Universe, and that's Ozbini Tunzi.
That's the only one
I recognize for me.
Nah,
who's Miss Universe of last year? No, that was Miss South Africa.
Oh, Miss South Africa.
Anyway, the only Miss Universe I recognized was Bini. But Chidima actually spoke on Rhythm FM in Nigeria. And she actually says that you know, she's proudly South African, mm-hmm. and she's also partially Nigerian, and she receives all of the love, I guess, with warm welcome. And also in that interview, they asked her about her diversity, right? Yeah. I didn't actually understand. Sine, you were writing this up. You were busy with it. What, I don't know if you listened to that part where she speaks about diversity. What does she actually, which diversity, like South African, Nigerian diversity?
Yeah.
Or her being in South Africa's diversity?
Her diversity is the fact that, remember, it's not only, she does not come from different tribes of South Africa, yeah. but she comes, her parents come from different countries.
Yes.
So other people were actually arguing that she would be a great Miss Universe because she embodies identities from different countries. She has Mozambique, she has Nigeria, she has South Africa. Yes. In terms of cultural embrace, she is a South African. In terms of roots, she is Nigerian and she's also Mozambican.
So can we say she's African?
She's definitely African.
She represents Africa. But I've got a question.
Does she speak any of our languages, like Fenech?
Yes, she does speak. I remember in the Miss SA, she had indicated that she speaks Xhosa.
Definitely, she was going to win Miss SA. You know, I'm a cousin, Miss SA. They kill it there. Yeah. So she was going to wait to win, actually.
I just wish she would have contested now because we could never say that she was going to win. She was not going to win. We never had the opportunity to see her contending until the last minute.
But I do think it would be something special for Africa if she goes on. It would be a spit in the face for South Africa, though, because then what was the point of the uproar?
I think it would be a spit in the face in the face of xenophobes, yes, not necessarily xenophobes, South Africans.
Yeah.
So for other South Africans like me, I would definitely be happy.
I mean, yeah. I wish I win the Miss Nigeria. Africa Day at 30 stars.
How do you think that your like diverse background would help you in this Miss Universe competition?
I think it's going to help me a lot because I will make a very powerful impact. There's a lot of people who are just as diverse as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want us to live in a society or community where we are sidelined or excluded because of the diverse background that we have. I want us to still be included, to be celebrated, mm-hmm. to be appreciated, mm-hmm. loved and accepted. So I think just me being here, I'm not only representing myself, but a lot of people that see themselves in me that are very diverse in their culture.
How do you plan to use your platform to address, you know, identity and diversity?
So how I intend to use this platform is obviously by sharing my story, mm-hmm. bringing awareness into it, which I feel like already by my name, it has brought a lot of awareness into this. But I don't want it to come in a very negative way because as much as I'm still fighting for my identity, I am still proudly South African and I'm still proudly Nigerian.
Okay.
And it's really okay.
And now, in other news, someone rose from the dead this week, apparently. Probably the people at Hunters were not happy about this. Eh? But yeah. What do they say? So, earlier this week, there was just this report that came out, and I won't mention the media publication where I saw this article, that Musa Kaula has passed on. And then one user on Twitter named International Hove, she says, I really liked Musa Kaula. He was one of my favorite villains. And if he's really dead, I'm going to mourn for a few minutes. I would mourn for a second. What do you guys make of this? Can I say fake news?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he does fake news, so I don't get...
I have two views on this.
He's part of the fake news now.
I feel like Musa loves the spotlight. Yeah. I feel like he could have been behind the report of the
in jail. Hey, people, what's going on with our prisons?
But he also tweeted that I'm alive. So where did he get access to it?
Do you think it's him?
It's from his account.
But do you think it's really him tweeting?
Do you think the correctional services is tweeting on his behalf?
Yeah, the minister, Peter Groenewald, needs to go to the jail and do what he did at Sun City there. Because, guys, he's tweeting. Mm. This man is supposed to be serving time.
Even today. Presumed alive.
I saw his scathing remark to what Somizi said. Somizi was also rejoicing for a minute there, saying that finally, Yahamba Inja. So
he has hurt a lot of people.
Yeah, he has. He's really a villain. But what I like about him is that he owns it, And I know it's bad. I know the things he says, but he owns it. He doesn't. When has Musa ever apologized profoundly and actually apologized and said, "I'm sorry for saying this and this and this"?
I think the saddest thing that I've ever seen him actually commenting or writing about was when he was mocking Umpo Pop's child.
That, for me, was a low, low, low.
As an adult,
also his beef with Mihlali, it got so personal. That Mihlali also clapped him in the head. And he had that big bump on his face. Remember that?
Ooh, yeah, that
was Mihlali. I think Musa has really... He got what he wanted. Musa has always wanted to be famous.
Mm.
And he's finally famous. But we must not forget he's also a convict.
Yeah, he is a convict.
He's serving time.
I'm hoping he can learn from that. Cannot just speak like that about people. It's defamation.
Do you think a person like that can learn?
I'm hoping.
If you can't look at yourself in the mirror and say, "I look clean today," what are you going to learn from me? You can't walk out of your house like that.
You mustn't forget that there's still a murder case.
Yes. And you actually spoke to the correctional services spokesperson, Osinabako, and he confirmed, the man is alive and he's serving 60 days. I think they should make it longer, man.
Yo, 60 days.
That, no,
60 days is 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah, I think
it can only be longer if the people he has hurt and those people that believe that he lied about them can actually take him to court.
And that's they have Fiki Lembalula's, is it sister or wife?
Michelle did
a whole thing. So I think they should add those charges. Let him learn and maybe we'll come out looking better. Anyway, speaking of controversial people, Sana, there is this show called Fake Gobela, and it landed up at the wrong household, right?
But Tim, get out!
Oh my goodness, it was like a script, it was like a movie. And I look at the house, I'm like, Latoya, what's going on? I was thinking, Latoya looks like such a posh. I'm like, what's the sweater? I'm just like, midlife crisis. So this is not the first time, right? So the Mocha Love Show, you guys know Fake Gobelamos. I only found out about it. I didn't know that there's a show called Fake Gobela.
It is.
That goes. So it's apparent that there's a guy named Ukabelo, right? Who was initiated by Latoya. You know, Latoya is a Gobela. She has a calling and she's helping people. Now this guy calls the cameras, calls a show called Fake Gobela, bombards the house, cameras wire, bombards the house, and accuses Ulatoya of not doing the right, actually fulfilling the job. And when you look at that video, which we'll listen to right away, when you look at that video, you just like, Latoya, what is going on? Latoya literally said, it was like, this is Lebu is involved here. And we all know that these people have separated. They've not officially divorced, but we know that they're separated. They've just been, as Khomotso said, hanging their dirty laundry in the media.
It's quite a messy divorce.
In case you missed, which is all over TikTok, I don't know how you missed that. In case you missed what actually happened, there's a whole 13-minute clip on TikTok. But let's take a listen to the clip that we have gathered from this show called Fake Gobela.
Let me tell you. You and Lebu happened, and that's why you wanted to go. And Mana, I can tell you now, it's not Lebu. And I'm digging
on.
It's not Jelemanj. Lebu happened. She told you she's going to give you money. That's it. Sing a vala lendaba. And let me tell you,
okay,
this, all of this that's happening now. Kabelo was never going to do this on his own.
We can't.
He's been sent. You are an agent, my child. You have been sent.
Zikhulumela
futhi. Satan.
Nanga ukuthiwa wena uthengiwe ngokuthi uzokwenza lokho.
Phika, sekakhohliwe ukuthi I've trusted him for almost for free. ukuthi ngayehlisa iprice yami
baba sorry almost
no, okay.
For free
no no listen darling
how much is it for free ngisize ngokugobela ngoba noke ngihawe for free
let's just listen to what ubaba Galatoya who spoke to Khumotso Shem Khumotso was so sympathetic like he was so like ancese ncese baba ncese Blondie really he was really Blondie very sad you know what I mean but let's take a listen to what he had to say to Khumotso
ungathanda indlu likuphele
indlu liphele lento lena ngoba lengani lena emosha igama lika Latoya ingane yami mkhulu washada wamshada Latoya ngesintu ngamamukela mina njengengane yami kana manje so mosha igama yale family leli ashade kuyo
nyano ngiyak understand aba
Yeah, so angifuni ukukhuluma too much ngalezi zinto lezi mkhulu inkhliziyo yami ibuhlungu ingane yami le engimosha igama so
Khumotso you spoke to Lebu I saw she sent your whole novel what is her response to these accusations because Latoya literally accused uKabelo of being an agent what's with this word agent I thought an agent is someone who's it's a profession.
We're sell out.
No, guys, that's not English. Agent. Agent of what?
Of progress.
No, it's not much. But what did Lebu say? I know she said she said a whole lot. She sent you a whole novel.
She still adamant that Latoya she's a fake sangom, and she's not backing down on it. Eh? And Lebu says Latoya had moved like Abu Kabelo initiates to other gobelas. Like, is
but
it allowed?
Kabelo, sana, but
Basha Imbombo. I think Kabelo, I got a puzzle now. Then Abona,
what makes you
fight.
Say that?
Abona, I know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I think you're exposed.
Then in my vocabulary, basis will. So, then it's not the first time you're doing this. Kabelo, we're in Dombe.
But when Latoya asked, did Lebu send you here? Kabelo didn't
never,
say no, yes.
Didn't deny.
Yeah, and we all know in journalism, if you don't confirm or deny, what does it mean? It's the truth.
It's the truth.
Sine, what do you make of this? Do you think all of this is necessary? And do you think your own personal opinion that Lebu is actually involved in this whole thing? It's just your opinion. It's not like you'd be saying Uthi Lebu Vele is involved. Your opinion.
I just think it's a messy divorce.
Yeah.
I think it's a messy divorce that involves quite a lot of things.
Mm.
And I don't know. I think it's just whole messy. I just hope the two can sit down together and actually discuss because Latoya's father is saying the family is feeling the brunt of this. Mm. Like it's becoming a lot. I mean, there are children involved. Mm. There's family members that are involved. I think they need a sit down.
And she still calls Lebu my child. I found that very astonishing to say. As much as this mess is going on, she still sees Lebu as his child. But I do think they are setting the bar low for homosexual relationships in this country. They're creating a perception that homosexual relationships don't work. That's my issue. And homosexual relationships do work.
I think for me, it's actually leveling things out. That homosexual relationships are like heterosexual relationships. We have heterosexual relationships, marriages that end up exactly how Latoya and Lebu's.
Some gaga, some hale.
Yes, that ended up that way.
Fisting and all.
Yeah, but I do understand.
No, those are allegations. are allegations.
Fisting.
Sorry,
no, go back to fisting.
No, but there were allegations.
But I do understand that. In terms of homosexual relationships, there's still a need to sort of project them in a way so that society can actually know that it's beautiful and it's normal relationships.
It's two human beings, whether it's a girl and a girl, a guy and a guy, transgender, whatever. Mm. It's still two human beings who are dating. They can do things that normal human beings do. But for me, it's still setting the bar low to make it seem as though these things don't work. Like Sumiza and Mohale did a whole thing, went to their families, Gwahlabi, Wagwayansan, few months down the line, they also broke up. I had hoped for Lebu and Latoya to say maybe now, finally, there's going to be a couple that represents the LGBTQIA plus community here in this country. But clearly, they're failing. Maybe I will represent this country.
We are definitely behind you.
Yeah, don't worry.
Please.
check. Don't worry. We'll represent.
So, moving on to the next story. So, a certain Dipuo. So, Khumutso, please explain to me what is going on here.
No, the lady was interviewed by Ustuku and Gerald podcast.
Yes.
So, there she named a long list of soccer players which she has slept with. She
allegedly.
Yeah, it's allegedly because.
No, but you know, alright, allegedly. Okay, let's say
it's allegedly.
Then
yeah.
She named Dumene Nkune. Oh, Joseph Makanya,
my goodness,
Simpio Shabalala, Jimmy Tau,
Shaba,
yeah, Jimmy Tau, Hans Kalvik.
Who's Hans Kalvik?
It's Hans Kalvik, a soccer player.
It's a Kaiser Chiefs, former Kaiser Chiefs player in Celtics.
Yeah. Makes sense why I don't know him. Yeah. Kaiser Chiefs.
Then.
I'm joking, Chiefs. I love you so much. Joking. Then, yeah.
Then she moved to players from. Local to overseas, then she named Thulane Serero. Then she named Kagiso de Gage.
But is it possible? Kagiso it seems like it's the whole squad now.
Why is she keeping count of her body count? Why is she counting? I don't get that.
Those are soccer players.
So what? What does that do? Is she trying to be?
She's trying to be relevant.
Yeah. To be what Mini Dlamini has become in this country, what people say. No. I'm not saying Uti Mini is like stepped at soccer players, but we all know Mini Dlamini is famous for dating soccer players and for dating famous people.
Mm. But so, she only dated Kune as a soccer player. No, who else did she date?
In the post list, she dated two.
When? Who dated two?
No. If Sina's talking about Mini. Okay.
I'm saying Mini.
Yeah. Who else did she date besides Kune?
No, I won't say, but we'll call the playlist.
In case you missed it, let's listen to the full interview.
Kubumbuthe, can you cast in Gadi soccer player and starting from Lebogang Kwena, like, take us back.
Lebogang was my first boyfriend, ne? How not training clan, Saman? I can't name a clan, Sabon.
Okay.
But back in the days, I used to enjoy, because I was already in the space, yeah, soccer, I was exposed to the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, no one page. Yeah, I've never dated anyone also got ang page.
You give me na now page.
Yeah.
Yeah, only na page. I'm na page as peering ne.
Of a going best friend the house. Ah, na page.
Serious?
Yeah, na page. And then continue. Yeah, Lebogang was my first boyfriend. Nikili kumetrik. That's when I started. Really being in a relationship. Sure, the list is endless. Iriki is a top.
Bala top 10.
Kunabai chuabane kause nani lab.
Nah, not even. It's just that the list is endless. I hope it's an hour. It's like next season. Top 10. My baby daddy's Andile Chadi Lanchin Palani. My first boyfriend, she's Boy Mugwena, Joseph Makanya.
Sure.
Held van Skalvik. Jimmy Tau, Itmen Kune Simpio Shabalala.
Stugum Nabe.
Wait. Tepo Masilela. These are my favorite. Hold on. It's going to give me a pressure. Come up a lid.
You're in a top 10 now. How?
Mm. Yeah. No, I just said, as a top 10, I said I will randomly mention 10. There's nothing special,
Gabon. Overseas.
But Tepo Masilela dated Adlala overseas.
What podcast is that, by the way?
Stuk and Gerald.
So many podcasts these days. I can't keep up. I blame McG.
Don't worry, there's another one coming up.
Which one?
Elvovo After Fame podcast.
I'm interested in that one. I'm interested to hear what Dirango has to say. We haven't heard from Dirango in a while.
Definitely.
But anyway, moving on to another musician who I guess the ghost of Senzo Maiwa has left him now. So South African recording artists are said to benefit from a US deal signed by the legendary Chico Twala. The legendary musician has signed a deal that seeks to benefit 30,000 South African recording artists. This comes after Twala met with Universal Royalty Exchange, a US-based company, and in partnership with Imbogoto,
which is Chico Twala's company.
Yes, to address issues relating to royalties. We all know the issues of royalties when it comes to musicians, and also how distribution will also work. The partnership also aims to promote South African musicians, dancers. Oh, the poor dancers never get recognition in the US by creating opportunities for them. Khumotso, tell us more about this. At least the ghost of Senzo Maiwa is gone now, Chico.
This is about a little time, which wherever their music, Aikala, they must get something.
Yeah.
But to cut matters short, Chico went to the U.S. Embassy in New York. He met up with Mary J. Blige's brother.
I didn't know Mary Jane had a bro.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
I love Mary Jane's dance.
So
yeah.
Wherever Kala music or artist, there's a certain amount made by tone, but it will go with regards to Universal and Imbogoto. So ngapa with essay. Imalia is a puma from Imbogoto.
So how does it work with the dancers? The poor dancers dancers never get recognition, and they actually work the hardest. I don't know if you guys agree with me. Without the dancers, then there's they artists can't perform live without any dancers. Like I think of a Kamumbele. Yeah. Babes doesn't have dance. Does she have dance?
Yeah, she does.
Because I'm seeing these weird, funny videos of her dancing alone.
Maybe now she doesn't. But she definitely used to have.
My thing is that dancers are never recognized. And they put in actually most of the work.
100%.
The only person that I think has really recognized her dancers is Beyonce. She takes them seriously. She takes them really seriously. I mean, I remember watching the Renaissance documentary. She said, these people work hard. And pushes them. You know what I mean? I don't know.
But with her, I don't know. I've heard through the grapevine that she changes. She's a bit of a boss.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure. She
does she have the same dances or she changes dances?
So there's one dancer who performed Busiswa's part on, Busiswa has a line or a part in the song Power, right?
Okay.
So there's usually a dancer. It was used in Renaissance, the Renaissance tour. Mm-hmm. It was a dancer that she consistently used. And that dancer is the one that actually trained Blue Ivy. We're not going to speak about the first time she went on stage, but the second time Blue Ivy went on stage, she seemed very much better. So I think she cares. Let me just say that, in my opinion.
About
I don't know
dances.
What you've heard through the grapevine.
Okay.
I don't know what you've heard through the grapevine.
Definitely think that's great.
Yeah.
If she definitely shows them the care financially that they actually need, definitely. But I do think you're telling the truth when you say, when it comes to the entertainment industry, as much as it has its own skeletons and a lot of artists and actresses and all of that, they complain about the finances. But dancers seem to fill the brunt of this. Definitely.
I mean, I think of Uma Maralo. Where's Uma Maralo? No joke.
From Muvango.
Maralo was a big deal. But where is she now? You know, those are the people that I think should get flowers. She played her part. Despite all her controversy.
Definitely.
She needs to be given her flowers.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Hopefully she won't be given her flowers in...
Hey, don't go there.
Yeah. That's the thing about South Africa. You know what I mean?
South Africa.
That's all. And that's been it for this edition of the Chisa Pod with myself, Thabo Tshabalala, and
Sinisa Bashriver.
And
Khumotso Bakhaleli.
Remember that you can find our latest podcast review and subscribe for free on Ayono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. That's been it. I hope I come back. Dimzozo, Demi, I hope you bring me back. You know, gonna bring me back. Because you want me
He's
back.
Bring him back, Demi.
You want me back. But in the next episode, Joy Mpande will be back with you guys. It's been such an honor
You're such a natural.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, that's a huge compliment.
Love you.
That's a huge compliment. Anyway, I hope I don't fall like mom ribs.
Like my cards. Oh,
Demi wants to switch off my mic. Like in the landing. Like in the landing. Just to cut out my mic like in the landing. Bye, y'all.